to the show. We're kicking off hour three. I'm your host, Stephanie.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Mark.
We're so glad you've joined us this evening. Our listeners are so special. We love it when they call us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget the website, freetalklive.com, has lots of great features. And let's say you called in tonight. Let's say you just missed a part of the show. You can catch it on the archive, available anytime you want, on demand over at freetalklive.com. And, you know, we encourage you to share the show with your friends if you like what we have to say, if you think it's entertaining. Doesn't hurt to tell a couple friends about Free Talk Live, and we do appreciate that.
So, indeed. A lot of people complain that you know, sharing the ideas of freedom with their friends and family is very difficult for them to do. Well, you know, lots of people enjoy consuming talk radio, and it doesn't have that you know, coming from a friend aspect this way.
Sure. For years, I've been offering people the Free Talk Live Challenge.
Where oh, yeah? Say, yes, 30 listen, days?
No. 6 days.
Ooh.
And this started when you guys were on 6 days a week, you know, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Said, Monday through Saturday night, listen to this show, let's talk again in a week and tell me nothing has changed.
Mm.
No, nobody ever takes that challenge that I offered it to, unfortunately.
Nobody
but,
really?
You know, I think there's a lot of different ways to discover Free Talk Live, but that's part of the same problem when you suggest it to somebody. They're like, that's just going to be more of your crap. but I mean, you know, I discovered it. I discovered it by accident, and I think a lot of people do. And certainly LRN helps because a lot of people, there's a lot of niche Liberty podcasts.
Yeah.
And
like yours, Brett, we have to mention your show.
See, I'm very clever.
It's not just a podcast, it's also a live radio show. And
yes.
We're talking, of course, about School Sucks,
yep.
Right? The School Sucks podcast and radio show? Is it School Sucks Live?
I think School Sucks Radio is a little bit clearer as
okay.
far as what that actually is. But we do a podcast. I've been doing it for almost 3 years. We cover educational issues, but really the mission of the show is to take the word education back from the indoctrinators and define
yeah.
it for what it really is, this lifelong self-directed pursuit of new knowledge acquisition. And Thursday nights, we do a live call-in show on LRN. We also stream the show at schoolsucksproject.com/live, where you can watch our video.
Cool. Very nice. And we are, of course, LRN siblings, actually.
Free, sure.
We are all an incestuous... No, I'm just kidding. We are.
We sleep in a pile.
We are. Oh, yes. We are all LRN family here, sitting here. You know, if there's Free Talk Live, there's the School Sucks show, and then I have my own show called Pork Therapy, Pork Like a Porcupine, porctherapy.com. It's a show about personal liberty, basically. Kind of like what, you know, sometimes we talk about financial stuff like we talked about at the beginning of the show. Sometimes just psychology, personal freedom. It's interesting. You should. I'll issue the pork therapy challenge too to anybody who's listening.
Mm, yeah,
and it's only once a week, so you can't listen every day. But anyway, let's go back to the phones. We've got Jeremy waiting very patiently on the line. And Jeremy, are you with us?
Yes. It was really interesting because I was talking about my tax issue of owing $600 to the IRS at work. When I was working as in a retail in a really poor area, and mm-hmm. I was talking to some customers about it, and the customers kind of laughed and said, oh, well, we just find someone's kid to claim, and we get a couple grand back, and then we just break off, we just break like $100 or $200 off to the girl who we claimed her kids. And, like, I just sat there thinking, wow, he could have filled out his forms the exact same way as me, but he knows someone that has kids that doesn't work or that doesn't have a job and can just claim other people's kids on his return, and then the government could just give him. And my coworker claimed his sister's kids, because I guess she doesn't work, claimed his sister's kids and got, like, $6,000 back. And here wow. I am. Did 70-hour, like 60 to 70-hour weeks for a year, filled out my forms wrong, and owe $600 back. And it's just like, wow, are you serious?
That's going
to
be really frustrating.
Yeah, and you know, what does that say to the kids, too? Like, you're just a paycheck, you know? If you're a kid and you find out about that, don't you feel a little bit objectified? I don't know. What do you guys think?
But before I go... Stephanie, you have such a great radio voice. It's like a motherly, intelligent, It's a really convincing radio voice.
Usually people don't say motherly. Usually they say sexy. But you've been the first one. I guess I'm a radio MILF or something.
Yes. Sure. There you go.
So I do voiceovers in case anybody's interested in narrations. You can find out more at porktherapy.com, which is my website. Anything else on your mind, Jeremy?
With the income tax thing, like, I hear a lot of people say, oh, well, I even saw some bumper stickers like, oh, a fair tax or a flat tax. Like, it's the same
thing. As if
thing.
Any tax like, is fair.
Yeah, right. I see people, they roll out an alternative and they frame that alternative as against the IRS or against the tax system. And it's the same thing. And it's like a semantical game of changing the words and
appearances. Yeah, not too radical, right? And radical, of course, means root striking, right? So to change the tax to some flat tax or fair tax, you know, it's still a tax, and it's at bottom line taking money from people without their approval.
And people see that there is a certain level of fairness for paying for the things that they receive, and they believe themselves to be receiving things from the government. And the government does give you things, but
they don't ask if you want them.
Right. The problem is the government is a monopoly. Now we're told all along that monopolies are bad, and that we have to have this government monopoly in order to enforce this idea that monopolies are bad and get rid of all the monopolies. I mean, it's this really sort of the quixotic idea. It doesn't make any sense. And, you know, people do want to pay for the things that they get. Well, you know, that would be easy if we were just paid for the things that we got rather than trying to figure out what the fair amount is for everybody to pay this way or that way. And remember who's going to implement these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be politicians. And politicians... For millennia, the term has been synonymous with crooks, liars, and thieves. I mean, so
right.
The idea that we're going to get crooks, liars, and
that
thieves
we're going to get fairness out of them
to implement a fair tax is kind of pie in the sky. I mean, people call me Pollyanna-ish because I don't want to see people threatening each other in order to get what they want in life. I'm Pollyannish, but they want to see the tax system, change.
Yeah, they want to see government enforce its own rules on itself and be a check to itself, and not going to happen. So, Jeremy, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts tonight. I'm really sorry you had to go through that. That stinks, but I hope he can find a way to keep more of his money. I do appreciate his call. Let's go also to Fred. Fred's listening in Michigan on 1570 AM in Flint, Michigan. Fred, are you with us?
Hey there.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Well, as I checked in, I was hearing the discourse regarding taxation and the power power to tax is the power to enslave.
Sure.
And as I recall, perhaps not totally accurately, but the Revolutionary War purportedly was over taxes, but then I heard, beyond that, the really big iceberg in the face of the, what was it, King Richard II or whatever?
George III.
King George, thank you. Okay, it was the currency creation of the colonial populace. So I got to thinking here, there's a story about Patrick Henry riding into Culpeper, Virginia, March of 75, and he observes a guy being scourged to death, literally scourged.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, he inquires as to the criminal offense of this guy, and he's informed that the Bible preaching minister refused to take the compelled license from the King of England in order to preach the gospel.
Okay.
And so they ultimately did murder the guy for refusal to take the license. So then I got to thinking, where does licensing originate, right?
It's a great question. I think it comes from when they want to be able to deny you the privilege to do something. But, Fred, if you'd hang on the line with us, I'd like to hear more about what you had to say, because it's an interesting start. 855-450-FREE is the number for Free Talk Live. That's the show you're listening to, the live Sunday edition. And we'll be back. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. 855-453 is our number. That's 855-450-3733. If you're listening to us live on Sunday evening, you're hearing the live Sunday edition, of course. And I'm your host, Stephanie.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Mark.
And we'd love to hear from you this evening. We've been talking with Fred in Michigan. He's been telling us sort of a parable, and I want you to continue with what you had to say, Fred.
Okay. So in studying the federal charter, it says Article 1, Section 8, many things, one of which is...
That sounds a little boring, to tell you the truth.
It is, but, you know, they do swear an oath. They are all sworn, right?
That's
to
correct.
To defend, blah, blah, the U.S. Constitution. So why not have a grasp of what the intrinsic fiduciary duties might be to which they are all sworn? And I believe, isn't it the case that an oath is in reality a verbally consummated contract with those to whom the oath applies, and we pay their salaries? That's got to be a contract.
All of this is true, Fred. I agree with what you're saying. It just seems like the evidence recently, especially, is that, you know, a lot of these people don't follow their oaths and they don't keep their word, and what
yeah.
we're paying for isn't necessarily something that we'd want to be paying them for anyway, and maybe we don't want their services, right?
Yeah, and again,
indeed.
Where would the enforcement be to get somebody to follow this contract? Even if you could establish that it was an enforceable contract, how does that work?
Well, you know? Indeed. Thank you for asking that, because on other broadcasts, which you may be aware of, Radio Liberty. Has anyone ever heard Radio Liberty?
No.
No. Okay. Nope. Well, there's this retired orthopedic surgeon who broadcasts from his own home 5 or 7 hours a day, standby feet, and he
wow, that's
he will
a long time.
He will.
I do 18 hours a week, and
yeah.
I get stunned by the numbers you're talking about.
Oh, yikes!
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, if I was 83 years old. I'm living in Santa Cruz.
Good Lord. Does anybody listen to him?
Somebody does.
Fred must, yeah.
Well, anyway, out of curiosity, because a local radio station, you know, just like the one that carries your broadcast. So I'm a radio guy. I don't have TV. I don't even have a computer. So, anyway, there's this guy, Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Richard Mack, sure.
Has he been on the show
right.
before?
I think he might have been interviewed on our show before.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had an opportunity to query him because he's got a book out, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And he presents the concept of the sheriff possessing the ultimate power in every county.
He's the highest law enforcement officer in the land inside of his county.
He provides evidence that, for instance, these bizarre raids on, you know, the private farmers who are privately contracting with people who want to consume raw dairy, right? So
right.
There have been all these federal raids on these folks. And in some county in Indiana, the sheriff there boldly told the feds, not in my county, or you're going to be in jail indefinitely. So the feds actually bailed out of that county.
Yeah, they'll bail out generally if that's the case.
I asked Richard Mack, are you in your law enforcement activity engaged in the enforcement of contract law? Because I asked him, do you swear an oath to uphold, you know, the federal charter? He said, well, if you mean the U.S. Constitution, yes. So I said, okay, Article 1, Section 10, obligation of contract, right? No state shall pass any law impairing obligation of contract. Intrinsically, it intimates valid contracts. And even 14th Amendment Section 4 states, the validity of the public debt shall not be questioned. So
okay.
Here we got a contractual debt obligation called the public debt, whose validity shall not be questioned according to the 14th Amendment, Section 4. So I asked him, are you aware of whether you are actually enforcing valid contracts as opposed to invalid contracts? And he says, well, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
So I said, okay, I have a retired law school professor's essay or thesis. And herein he states that there are four legally binding principal tenets of a valid contract. Full disclosure and good faith.
Can I ask a question real quick? To me, this kind of feels like reading somebody's statutory laws about assault while they're beating the crap out of you. You know, because like, what is the practical value of this information?
Okay. It's a good question. Obviously, there's a commercial nexus, the license, and the evidence of a contract. Like in a license where it's compelled performance, right? I was told in high school, now that I've completed driver education, I now can go and apply for a license. So once the license is granted, what happens? The rules and regs of the municipal corporation, thanks to the BAR Esquire attorneys, acting in collusion on behalf of
Fred, can I just ask you to maybe tie this all together with a main point? I'm kind of having a little bit of trouble sort of following.
Okay, the main point is enslavement. They coerce people to act out of abject ignorance without any informed consent authorization to engage in contracts. And the evidence of a contract is compelled performance, right? If I don't abide by whatever rules or regs the municipal corporation's Esquire attorneys dictate, then I face jail time, monetary penalties, right?
Fred, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You know, in fact, I have to agree with largely what he's saying here is you know, the government treats you as though you're their property. You know, they decide that that's your case. They are a group of lawyers who basically set the rules by which lawyers are going to operate. They make themselves their own work. They call this rent-seeking behavior, is the terminology one uses in economics. And, you know, of course lawyers make it so that lawyers need work. That's what they do for a living.
And, well, you know, the point that I kept thinking of, like, he was kind of bouncing around, it seemed to me.
It's a very big topic, and
yes, it is. Yeah. But you know, I kept thinking when he mentioned the sheriff, Richard Mack, or whatever, Sheriff Mack, a lot of people look to him as, you know, oh, he's the highest law enforcement in the land. But I remember there was another sheriff, I don't remember who it was, but some sheriff in California, basically, or some other place, they were about to legalize medical marijuana or decriminalize marijuana or something of that nature.
Said, not my town.
And he said, yes, exactly. He said he was still going to enforce the rules against marijuana, and he was a sheriff. So in that case, you know, it's not really serving the interests of a sheriff.
It was in Colorado.
Okay. Well, there's more coming up on Free Talk Live. I want to get to this article about a dentist who got slapped with like a $350,000 bill for back taxes in Vermont. And more at Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Freetalklive.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. This is Stephanie.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Mark.
And we would love to hear from you this evening about anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live is a show where you can take control of the airwaves. Of course, this is the live Sunday night edition, and only got a couple segments remaining. So if you want to make a call, get it in quick at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And Mark, did you have any messages to bring to us?
Sure. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up. But how long is it, Stephanie? Like a...
Oh,
2 weeks from
not
now?
Long at all. 3 weeks.
3 weeks from now for
yeah,
the Porcupine
Fest. I am so
Fest.
Excited. We're going to be so busy at Pork Fest. First of all, you and I, Mark, are going to do a live Free Talk Live, the pre-Pork Fest.
Yep, that's going to be Free Talk Live. It's going to be live every night of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And you go find out more about all the fun that's going on there. It's a camping festival in New Hampshire where people can come and check out the free state of New Hampshire. We call it the free state because it's the home of the Free State Project. Not because it actually is free. But...
Well, it's free. You know, it's freer than Massachusetts.
Indeed
I'll say that.
Yeah, indeed it is.
Probably freer than where you live.
Well, it's being the freest state in the union, that's likely true.
And if you measure freedom by having a community around you that you value and people that you like, then it's bar none for that for
indeed.
Liberty people.
So check out. It's a great way to check out New Hampshire and enjoy yourself for a week up and doing some camping in the woods. It's porcfest.com. That's porkfest.com.
And when is it happening again?
Oh, I don't know.
June 18th to the 24th.
18th through the 24th. Yeah, I've got the dates written down here somewhere. I've got so much information on this piece of paper that I don't even know what it all is.
Yep,
18th
well,
to the 24th.
Well, hopefully our excitement about that comes through. And Brett's going to be speaking at Pork Fest as well, right?
Yep.
Doing
still
an education
that.
Panel.
Yep,
right?
We have several things that are going to be going on. We have an education panel. One I'll be leading. Another one I'll be doing with Kelly Halderson from the Unschool Bus.
Mm.
I'll be doing my show live on Thursday and possibly another night as well. And Friday, we have the Wheels Off Liberty live performance. So
it's the highlight of Porkfest.
Yep.
I think it competes with the Blaming Freedom Big Gay Dance Party. I'm really excited about that, too.
Oh, great.
Got to have fun to party. Okay, gentlemen, I want to share this article with our audience and with you and see what you think of it. This is this kind of stunned me. It's from the AP from, you know, from today. Montpelier, Vermont. Dentist Frank Eluzzi was stunned when Vermont tax collectors showed up and began demanding a 6% sales tax on the value of toothbrushes and floss that he hands out to his patients.
For free.
Yes. So they wanted him to pay a sales tax on the items that he gave away.
How would you pay a sales tax on something you did not sell?
Right. I guess that's
a sales tax is indicative of a sale. And in this case, there was not a sale.
6% of zero is zero.
That's right. I have been collecting the sales tax on the toothbrushes and floss that I've been giving away since I'm giving them away.
Here's your check. Right. Right. And, okay, not just that, but senior care facility operator Jay Grimes was similarly surprised to get a $350,000 bill. I misspoke before. I said the dentist got the $350,000 bill, but it was this guy who operates a senior care facility. So an old folks home, okay? He got a bill for $350,000 for a 9% restaurant tax on the meals that he served to the residents in the dining room.
So they're paying to live there, and the meals are included, and then so they're deciding. I mean, how do they even decide what the meal costs?
I don't know. I guess the tax collectors decide it. And I guess they decide what the toothpaste costs, too, and the floss. I mean, it's ridiculous. Landscaper Richard Buckwheat Lowe, I guess this is the nickname, got $18,000 in bills. This is one person, right? Probably a one-person company, if it's even a company, in bills taxing him for the first time ever on the mulch that he sells. That's probably included with his landscaping services, I would imagine, which he probably already pays taxes on.
Right. I mean, I it's a service. I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, if you're not itemizing the mulch on the bill, you're just saying, hey, you want these flower beds mulched, I'll do it for $500.
You want your yard maintained, and maybe included in that is mulch, but why should the mulch be separate?
Yeah, I
they're just nickel and diming people. So this article says
the mulching one, I can almost see the mulching one, but I can't. I mean, okay, so if somebody wants their yard maintained and including and some of that includes mulching, I can kind of see that. But I don't think that anybody goes to the dentist with the expectation that they're going to you know, walk away with a free toothbrush. That's why they go to the dentist.
Yeah.
They just go to the store and buy a toothbrush for a lot less if
right.
That's what it was about.
Yeah.
So
and how many people if you. Let's say you owned your own landscaping business, and a lot of them are small, you know, maybe single-person operations. Maybe they have a few high school kids working for them in the summers or whatever when they're busy. But could you afford an $18,000 tax bill? I mean, that might be almost as much as he makes in an entire year or season, you know?
Mm.
It's crazy. And what about even a senior care facility? You know, I'm sure they have to go through a decent amount of licensing and regulations and stuff like that to comply with. But $350,000.
I wonder what these interactions are actually like. Like, if these people evidence any kind of human side, like, yeah,
they couldn't possibly.
Oh, so tough. Yeah, the $350,000 that we
say. They probably don't even, like, they probably mail them the bill. I would guess there isn't somebody handing it to them, you know? Although, it does say that tax collectors showed up at the dentist's office.
Yeah.
And began demanding the sales tax.
Yeah, that's got to be really uncomfortable. I mean,
wow.
The customer's there, too?
Yeah. So Vermont is among a handful of cash-strapped states, says the article.
Right. This is what this is the first thing that I thought of at this point is desperation.
Yes.
Absolute desperation.
They just want to see what they can get people to pay,
pathetic
I think.
Desperation.
Nickel and diming them.
And as far as on the operational level, it's really about obedience and just not thinking these things through. I mean, I'm very close to somebody who for the last year has really struggled to set up a business doing things by the book. And, you know, was just denied.
I think I know this person.
Yeah,
wow.
Was just denied permits. And they couldn't even give her, you know, real specific, like, here's a checklist of things you need to do to get approval. Now,
right.
This could come down to some kind of corruption. Like, when I was living out in Newmarket, New Hampshire, the city council denied this brewery moving in, like a restaurant brewery place, that would have brought a ton of, you know, buzz and jobs and money to this community, but one of the city council members was the owner of the little crappy restaurant downtown.
Oh no.
So that didn't go over.
Yeah.
But, you know, so maybe there's some corruption like that where they don't want to, they're trying to protect somebody from competition. But yeah, her assessment of the situation was that these people really seem to think that what they're doing is about safety, even if they can't explain why. So it's just this kind of unthinking
obedience. It's their own job safety, right?
Well,
or
no,
their own,
well,
maybe their own security as a person who's employed. I don't know.
It's possible, but they're on the city council, you know, so they think they're doing. I think people like to pretend that they do
good
in government.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they'll even say that. Government is good. Government enables businesses to run. Without government, businesses couldn't do what they do.
$300,000 that this person is getting charged. I mean, they're gonna put this business under is what they're going
but
to
I,
do.
I wonder if at the end of the day, any of them are just lying in bed in a fetal position, kind of rocking back and forth saying, government is good. Government is good. You know, these bureaucrats, like, if this ever just gnaws at their conscience, like watching the things they do hurt people and inconvenience people.
Well,
and
if this elderly folks' home goes out of business, what are the people who live there going to do? Where are they going to go?
Exactly.
There might not be another one,
right.
You know?
Well, what people want from their governments is they want a certain level of protection, I think is what, you know, people, when you boil it down, that's what people are looking for. However, once you give people this, you know, what government looks like today, this monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given geographic area. By the way, that's not my definition. It's Barack Obama's. You can find him saying it on the internet if you'd like.
Right.
You know, once you give them that, it's going to get abused because, you know, they're not spending their own money. It's not their response. They're not culpable for their actions.
Sure.
They have sovereign immunity or limited immunity, depending on the situation, but they, you know, it might as well be sovereign immunity for as often as they get held responsible for their actions. When you don't hold people responsible for their actions, you get irresponsible behavior. And when you have irresponsible behavior operating inside of a monopoly, you've got a real disaster.
Absolutely. Yeah, so this article says they added 10 new compliance auditors in Vermont to enforce all these tax laws. I wonder if they're just kind of trying to justify their own salaries. Let us know what you think. It's 855-450-FREE, the number here for Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. And there's more coming up. Your calls. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the last segment of the show, so if you want to get your calls in, you better do it quickly at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Stephanie.
And Brett.
And Mark.
And we thank you for joining us. Mark, anything else to bring to our audience tonight?
Yeah, sure. I want to tell you about planeboards.com. If you've got a website or a blog or, you know, you want to provide a service for your viewers on these blogs, a great way to do it is to add a message board. And you can add a message board within seconds with planeboards.com. It's encrypted and secure, and they've got all the features that you'd expect from, one of these message boards, whether it's voting on posts, they've got a watch list, you got a useful personal history inside. And planeboards.com offers free to use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants one. So you don't have to, there's no installation necessary and certainly no identification or logging in required, because it is, they're very assiduous there about their liberty and personal freedom. So you can start your own board in seconds and protect your user's privacy with planeboards.com.
All right, thank you so much. And let's go right to the phones. Ed is on the line in Tennessee. Ed, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to ask y'all, would you want your little four-year-old to be put in a little closet at school in the dark?
No.
With the teacher holding the foot against the door. Anyway,
oh,
it's just dark.
Don't tell me this happened.
Yeah, I saw it on Huffington Post. They called it
the
closet. They were reading a book. But and Stephanie, of course, you know what color he is.
I would guess he's brown of some kind, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's so unfortunate.
Four years old?
Hold on, 4-year-olds read, they don't really generally read, and they don't generally go to school, so I'm a little confused.
Oh, it's the preschool.
Okay. And the teacher thought
anyway, the article was called Monster Closet, used to punish 4-year-old pre-K students.
And they call it the Monster Closet?
Yeah, well, they were reading a book. They were looking at a book or something called After School Monsters. So I guess the teachers wanted the kids. Now, like I asked you, Steph, how can a 4-year-old cut up? To me, what can they do?
Oh, yeah.
They're little kids. What do you expect?
Well,
wow.
I mean, I don't understand.
I don't either. I'm trying to understand here. Sometimes, like for instance, with my son, we'll use a disciplinary technique called timeout. Try not to use it too often because then it doesn't become very effective. But Well, at that point,
I wouldn't waste my time on it, Mark. It'd be my advice to you. And I raised one, or reared one. Correct.
Well, you know, it seems to be effective at times.
Well, I mean, if I could tell you, let them go. Just make sure they're safe. All right, can talk to you, and let them go. What do you think, Brett?
It's terribly. I agree with you, Ed. That it would. I would like to see people move slowly away from any sort of punishments and rewards ways of parenting. And it's very hard to get. I mean, I have two brothers who have kids, and I see things, and I really don't know how to approach that sometimes.
Yeah,
you know, and I've made suggestions, and I think that. I feel like almost it's my responsibility to say something, but the punishment and reward model is something I would like us to see. I'd like to see people move entirely away from that over time.
My question to that is always, what would replace it? Because, I mean, punishments and rewards are integral to society. I mean, one of the reasons that, well, I'm doing this radio program is because I get the reward of pay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I pay myself because it's my business. But you know, if I didn't get money as a compensation for doing it, I might not show up as regular as I normally
would.
But
Mark, you want, like, within yourself, you want to have a career where you're doing something important and you're effective at your job and you're supporting your family and you want to be able to buy things for yourself.
Right.
Those are all intrinsic motivations. They're not coming from somebody telling you you should want this and you should want to avoid that.
Because you do this radio show, right?
I think that's the bad equation to compare Mark with a 3 or 4 or 5 year old. They're children. They're not in a job and all this stuff. It's ridiculous to me to hear people talk about school saying we're preparing them for work, for their career and all that. They're kids. You don't do that.
Well,
don't worry about them. I'm telling you now. That's the best advice I can give to you. Leave them alone.
Yeah, but sometimes they destroy things.
Make sure they're safe. They're all right. They're happy. Let them go, and when they get about 17 or 18, then they'll start figuring it out. I'm telling you now, all this discipline and reward and punishment, it's ridiculous. I'm telling you, I never did it.
I don't know how you did it, I mean, frankly. I mean, I find it impossible. I don't even know what you fill the space with. I mean, sometimes my son doesn't get punished for much. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, you can talk to him as much as you can, but there's times when they become unreasonable, they become destructive, they harm others. And what do you? How does one do that?
What I would say is this, Ed. I spent a lot of time.
Listen, you have a brain.
Well, that's what I was.
You can outwit him.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I spent a lot of time, like, I've never had children of my own, and people immediately, like, whenever I've talked about my philosophy as far as the education and the raising, for lack of a better word, of children, people always try to throw that right in my face. But I worked with children for 10 years, and some of these were in you know, really difficult settings with some kids who had some pretty severe psychological, emotional, behavioral challenges. And what I found, even in the most extreme cases, was if somebody is in a mental state where they can understand punishment, they can understand expectations. And if a person who is in the position of an authority or a disciplinarian, trying to get them out of that position of being a disciplinarian, there are ways to be proactive, I believe, and from my experience.
Well, what I'm asking, though, is what are you trying to do? You see what I mean? What are you trying to discipline?
I don't think Mark and I
are
arguing anything, because I think we have the same goals of trying to keep a person safe who we don't want to see get hurt.
Right. Well, I'm talking about when these other parents are not trying to discipline. But look, I could say to you about that, and then I want to respond about your brothers if I can.
Okay.
You can tell them you can drive a car, but you don't have to detail how it operates.
Well,
with the children and also with your brothers, just don't worry about it, because I love this Thomas Paine quote. Time makes more converts than reason. It's just like I tell Stephanie, like, time, every generation is getting better, believe it or not.
It's true.
And there's a quote I really like by a very famous idiot named Bill Maher, who brilliantly said once, I don't have fish, but I know you're not supposed to put Mountain Dew in the tank. You know?
Very profound.
Right.
Yeah. But hey, okay. Everybody should read Paul Goodman, y'all, about education.
Yes.
And I know y'all know John Tyler Gatto, but Paul Goodman was he was super neat too about education and stuff. But
go ahead, Mark. Did you have something?
Yeah, I do. There's this stream of time. If through the stream of time, people have been putting Mountain Dew in the tank and the fish are somehow surviving the Mountain Dew being in the tank, and then somebody suggests, well, no longer put Mountain Dew in the tank, that person, it is incumbent upon that person to suggest, well, we know that the fish die without anything in there. What do we put in the frickin' tank?
Brondo.
I mean, what's that?
Brondo. It has electrolytes.
Being a parent, and I don't consider myself an idiot, I'm trying to figure out how to go about doing this child-rearing thing. I'm certainly open to options, but, you know, don't reward and don't punish.
Give me an example of what you're trying to get him to do and why.
All kinds of different things have occurred, but, for instance, there was this gasket on the refrigerator that he, for whatever reason, wanted to pull on, and pulling on that gasket would rip it. It did rip it, and the replacement of that gasket was $100, and, it left a little hole in the refrigerator. You know, stop pulling on the gasket, and then he pulls on it a little more. First you say it nicely.
Well, that's
and
where
then
you messed up, saying stop. Pull on the gasket, and he's 4 years old. It's like saying, pull on that gasket, boy. See, that's what I mean, Mark. You need to kind of, as I tell people, use your brain, not your hand. You know, don't hit kids. And we've been through this, but
Mark didn't
think
hit
about
him, though,
it. But anyway, like I said,
I thought about it. I mean, he looked me right in the eye and pulled on that gasket and ripped it.
That's what I just said.
So why do you think he would do that? I mean, is there a way?
Because
he wants some attention or something?
No, because kids are experimenting. Hold on, Ed.
They have their own brain.
You can't hear me.
Ed, hang on.
Because kids will. Here's the reason. Kids are experimenting. The same reason that you'll push on a button that's sitting there that's red. You know,
so you set up the lab for them, right? If there's something that's
You're saying what I'm saying.
Yeah, you have to control the lab, but they are going to experiment.
Ed, thanks so much for calling tonight. The show's over. We're out of time. Thanks for the call. This has been Free Talk Live. Live 7 nights a week. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, it's been Stephanie.
And Brett.
And Mark.
Thanks for joining us.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com. Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do. Get in the zone! AutoZone.